guys together four different ways of reading Rava's response. One according to Rashi, one according to Tosfos, one according to Ramban, and the other according to Shulchan Aruch. But that's the goal in the next few minutes, Be'ezer Hashem, before we begin that important part of Tosfos. So we saw in the Ramban that the Ramban says like this. The Ramban says that over there, if he would say the Faneinu, wouldn't he not be believed? So the Ramban learns like this. The Ramban says that it can't be like Tosfos had said, that according to Rava you could say Yadina. Even though really technically all you're doing is saying that you know the get is good, and you're doing kium shtaros. Nevertheless, the Ramban says the halacha is kolam mishanim mafeya shetabu chachamim. The halacha is that that's going to be ma'akev. B'fanei neklam is going to be ma'akev. And therefore, the teretz of Rava goes as follows. Again, reading over Ramban's words another time will never hurt us. The Ramban says as follows. He says like this. He says avol hacha vade moti Rava da'achi amar dan lo mehenda. The Ramban over here doesn't tell us, though, how he explained the Gemara's teretz. He tells us what it can't be, and therefore he's throwing out Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos. He says that it can't be that if you're going to say b'faneinu in Yadinan, it's going to work. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying like this, that since the halach is that when it comes to kiyum shtaros, of course, a guy would be able to say b'faneinu, that's pashut. If you're going to say, if Yadinan works, if I recognize the signature, it certainly says, and I know, Ruvain signed it, I saw it with my own eyes, for sure that's going to work, says Ramban. That's interesting, by the way. The Ramban saying that for sure is going to work. If I say I know Ruvain, and I saw I signed it, then the Ramban says, that's a Dabar Pasha. We never saw this explicit in a Rishon. That's a Dabar Pasha that will work for Kiyum Shtaros if I know that this is Ruvain's signature and this matches up with Ruvain's signature. Says Ramban, if I know this is Ruvain and I saw him sign him, so that's even stronger than saying, I know Ruvain's signature and this is Ruvain's signature. That's Ramban says, I don't recall anybody ever saying this explicitly. Neither Ramesh, I don't remember from the second parak in Ksubis anybody saying it, and I don't remember in Gittin anybody saying it. So it's a Ramban that's a black and white. So that's what the Ramban says. So what's the Gemara? What's Pshat according to Ramban? Sometimes people know the Ramban without putting it back into Pshat in the Gemara. So what's the Gemara saying? Gemara saying like this. Since when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, Allah is that B'faneinu works, so then what's going to happen? Someone's going to hear someone say B'faneinu. So Kiyum Shtaros is really B'faneinu as well. So it's the same thing. It's B'faneinu certainly works. So then they're going to say, I was at a get, and all they required, Rebbe Yasha was there. Rebbe Yasha was a dayan. Rebbe Yasha was there, and there was one shliach that said, B'faneinu. So I see that the halacha is that when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, all you need is one. And they forgot that it was Mishum Iguna, Kilu Bar Rabbanan, that Rebbe Yasha, in the tradition of thousands of years, were there to protect the woman, and since it was there to protect the woman, that's why make a business now we're not so interested in protecting. Fine? That's the Ramban. Now, the Rashba we had in a tshuva, the Rashba says, wait a second. First of all, the Shoel already follows in the tradition of the Ramban. I was thrilled. Eliezer Shlomo told me that Rav Haas, who comes in last night with the long white beard, said that when Eliezer Shlomo showed him the Ramban, he said to him the exact same thing. You should write the Agos and Siyunim and Oz Vahada that they should put it into Gemara. It's a Pella that's not in the Gemara. So he was softer than me. I said it was a scandal, right? But it's a Pella that the Ramban doesn't put it in the don't put it in. So the Rashba also goes with this Girsa. And he has a show. We're going to do two things now. One is we're going to do Pshat in the true, the way the Rashba learned Pshat in the Gemara. And we're also going to do Yesod in Halacha and in Lamdus as well. Asks the show to the Ramban, clearly from the base measure of the Ramban, they had this Girsa, and he says as follows. He doesn't quote the Ramban by name, but in our base of Medrash we learned that in this Gemara we see that Kol Mishan Mematbeis Shetavu Chacham Zak is right. That of course you can't say Yadina, and all the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos are suggesting you can say Yadina by Fanechta are wrong. So now the Shoel got so brainwashed being in his Rabbeim's Beis Medrash. So he says, wait a second, there are other things people come along and say in Halacha and Beis. And not only find out, for example, the gangster came along, Sugi and Baba Bas, a gangster came along, puts the gun to his head, and then he said, the Halacha is you're not supposed to give up your life, right? So what's the halachic recourse? You could be Moser Modah. Right after the mafia leaves, you call them to aid them and say, sign on this that the people that I did this kinyan with put a gun to my head. So Halacha has a recourse against the mafia, and then Bezin's got a problem. Because Bezin's got to decide which one is right. Is the Moser Modah true, or are the gangsters telling the truth that the guy did it willingly? But at least now there's some type of recourse. Now Bezin's going to know, wait a second, maybe these guys are gangsters, so Bezin has a recourse. That's Halacha Moser Modah. Now the Gemara gives us a Lashonos, Hareini Moser Modah. Asks the Shoel, wait a second, if the Gemara tells us that there's a way you're supposed to find that, and if not, it's Kol Misham Mat Be'esha Tavu Chachamim. So tell me, Rebbe Rajba, tell me what exactly is the Lashon of Moser Modah? Because we see that there's a way you say it, and our great Rebbe the Ramban, our grand Rebbe the Ramban, taught us that if you say b'fanetla, I'm wrong. That if you don't say b'fanetla, even though yadinan is going to work, you're going to be mishadim b'matpeh shetavu chachamim. So not like the way I had said to Zach, that I'd say kol mishadim b'matpeh shetavu chachamim maybe doesn't apply in this case at all. Says the Ramban, no, it most definitely does. It most definitely does. So then he says, yamdeinu rabbeinu. So then according to what the Ramban taught us, what is the appropriate gersa for Moser Modah? So the Rajba comes along. The Rajba does something very interesting. The Rajba says, wait a second, who told you that that's the pshat in the Gemara? He says, your gersa is right, but your quoting is not the pshat in the Gemara, which is really interesting, because that's what the Grand Rebbe said in his Chidushim. So that he pushes away the shul. Every once in a while he'll ask a Rav a Shaila, and the Rav will say, no, what you said is incorrect. You heard that from another Rav 2 weeks ago, because he added a different tradition. So it comes along, the Rajba pushes the way of Shoel, even though the Shoel's actually got it, ironically, from the Grand Rebbe of the Rajba. And he says, Tshuva, Be'emes osa girsa shamarta hi anechona. Number one, your girsa is right, and the Oz v'hadar is wrong. Ve'imis baberes b'toyach shmur rishayna shaperik ha'mevi. And that's correct, the way you have it. Umihu, but the reason that you gave is not correct. That's not what the Gemara is saying. But rather, the Girsa is correct. Bifaneinu doesn't work. However, that's Gzeres Shtaras Da'alma. Dimar Bifanei Nechta V'lom Bifanei Nechtam. Osi L'chlufe B'kim Shtaras Da'alma B'chad. By the way, the correct Lashon over here is not the Itmar, but rather the E'omar. The Iyamar Bifane Nechta Bifane Nechtam. So then, and he says Bifane, but he doesn't say Bifane Nechtam. Then it's going to be Asir Lechlufe Bikim Shtaros. The Alma, what's Rava saying? Rava saying, you wanted to say that you should only say Bifane Nechtam. No, the Alma Nami Kiyamar Bifaneinu Chasam Mehemni. Over there, there's a particular problem because if you're going to say b'fanai nechtam, the halach is that by kiyum shtaros b'faneinu works. V'yamar b'fanai nechtam v'ein v'ani yodeh b'chsimasim shaleidim asanami l'achlufe b'kiyum shtaros da'alma. So the Rajba learns as follows. The Rajba says, we don't have to say kol ha'mishanami matbeah shetavu chachamim like the Ramban had said, but nevertheless, the pshat in the Gemara fits according to the Girsa. Because what's the teretz of the Gemara? The Gemara's teretz is that you're going to say b'faneinu. Once you're going to say b'faneinu when it comes to kiyum shtaros, so then in such a case, if a person only by get said b'fanai nechtam and not b'fanai nechtam, then they would think that kiyum shtaros and kiyum get are the exact same thing. So on the one hand, the Rajba says it's not that the Gemara is getting involved with Kol HaMishanim Matbei Shetavu Chachamim. However, the Girsa is still going to be correct. How does the Rajba deal with the actual Shaila itself? The Rajba says there's a fundamental difference between b'fanai nechtav and moser modah. Ve'ela mi'a filu havi taima mishum matshan me'beishas avakaza. Kumosh at the suffer. Even if you're going to be right, that when it comes to get, it's not like the Ramban had said, that if you're going to say yaidinan, then it's going to be a problem of kolam mishan me'beishas avakaza. No! The halacha, according to the Rajba, is it could very well be that the Gemara never introduced kolam mishan me'beishas avakaza is going to be a problem. In contrast to the Ramban. However, what did we say? We said that even though halachically it might be acceptable, but we're afraid asa lechlufe bekiyum shtaros nevertheless. Says the Rajba, however, kumot sha'ata sovar ein dimya mizeh la'arshah sumoda. There's no comparison to arshah and moda. And here's the interesting line. The hasam labik pei de delishnihu ela bedine ubetayma talya milsa. So even though there might be some, the Grand Rebbe, the Ramban, said that part of parcel of pshat in the Gemara is that there's a problem called mishan matei shetavu chachamim. Nevertheless, and you could learn the Gemara that way, or you don't have to learn the Gemara that way, says the Rajba. Nevertheless, there's an answer to the shaila of why we've never found kol mishan matei shetavu chachamim when it comes to Harsha and Moda. We explain what Moda is. Moda is when you're letting know that the gang's letting the gang know. Says the Rajba, the answer to that question is that when it comes to Moda, Lav Bikpeida Delishni Elabedina Ubitaima Talya Milsa. Who can give me an explanation of those words? What the Rajba is saying? Yes, Yisrael? Oh, you want to ask something else? So it's not clear. I'll tell you, I asked Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, what is the pshat over here in the Rashba? He said like this. He said, there is no chiyuv chachamim for a person to be moser moda. There is no chiyuv chachamim for a person to create harsha. Harsha is when I make somebody a shliach. I don't have to make somebody a shliach. However, when a get is brought in chutz la'aretz, then the halachi is that you chazal were mesak in a lashon. Once Chazal are Misakin Elashon, then we have Kol Mishan Mimatpeya Shetov Chachamim according to the great Ramban. However, when it comes to Moda, there's no Takhanas Chachamim of what you're supposed to say. However, the Chachamim say that you're allowed to be Megala something. Then there isn't any particular Lashon. And that's the difference between this case and the case of Harsha. Hayotze Midvarenu. There are four different ways of reading the Gemara. We have Rashi's way. Rashi learns the Rava Amar Lecha Atu Hacha Ki Amar Ya Dati. According to whether Rashi, Rashi says Ki Amar Yodeyani Milo Mehemen. According to Rashi, Rava says even an Eichad would be believed to say Yodeyani. So then, in such a case, of course you would be confused with Kiyum Shtaros. According to Tosos, the Girsa is Yadinan. And what's going to happen is one person would not be able to say Yodeyani, as we were Masber in the past, Taisis Lishitasa, one person would not be able to say Yodeyani, but only two people would be able to say Yodeyani. In other words, Yadina. And that still will be us in the Chlufe Bekim Shtaros, because if we see when it comes to two people, such a case is going to be Nehman, so too as well, then we would think that the halacha is that when it comes to get, you could also say Yadina with two people, and if you say Bifanai, all you need is one. So according to Tosis, would be us in the Chlufe Bekim Shtaros when you're going to have one. According to the Ramban, we change the Girsa. The Girsa is not Kiyam Atu hacha, but rather it's hasam. V'rav amr lecha atu hasam ki amr bifaneinu milo mehemna. According to the Ramban, he's saying, of course, Rava cannot say kol amishane matbeh shetav chacham yadinan's going to be believed. That's ridiculous of the Heilige Ramban. That's being mishane mi matbeh shetav chachamim. And therefore, the Ramban needs to change the Girsa. Bifaneinu, the Yadinan's for sure not going to believe. So what does the Girsa say? Bifaneinu. What does Bifaneinu mean? Bifaneinu means that when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, Bifaneinu would be believed. Ah! So you say Bifana, you say Bifaneinu when it comes to Ged. Then you're going to be also the Chlufei to Kiyum Shtaros. Says the Rajba, I'm not convinced that you, the Shoal, who already was influenced by the Ramban, the footnotes here, that you need to write some footnotes on these Chuvas HaRajba. They don't spell everything out about this. They don't point out Chedusha Ramban Daf Gimel. There's more that could be could be brought out in these footnotes, that you were influenced on by, it's clear that this is from the base medrash of the Ramban. The Rajba is the grand Talmud of the Ramban, and he doesn't let on, for some reason, this is Ramban Shikul Tart. Maybe the Rajba didn't know it. But the Shoal serves that way. And he says, there's a halacha kol mishama beishato chalom, that's the pshat in the Gemara daf Gimel Aleph. If that's the pshat in the Gemara daf Gimel Aleph, then why is it that we don't see when it comes to Harsha and Moser Modah kol mishama beishato chalom? That's the shot. Says the Rajba, I don't know where you got this from. Kol mishama beishato chalom. Who in the world told you that you have to say it this way? We find echlo, find echlo. If you say Yadina, that's going to be a problem. Nah, I'm not convinced. But your girsa is right. He does, again, he doesn't quote the Grand Rabbi, the Ramban. Your gear says right, and the pshat is as we said before, and that is the chash is that if we're going to allow b'faneinu, so then in such a case, b'kiyum starts without b'faneinu. We allow b'faneinu when it comes to get. So then we're going to say that by get you don't even need b'faneinu, even before that works. So then we're going to have a chash when it comes to get to kiyum shtaros. Then you're going to have one. That's what the Rajba says. And then, so the Rajba is essentially agreeing with the Ramban. But the wrinkle is, Ramban says Rashi and Tosas are wrong. The Rajba says Rashi and Tosas are not wrong. That's called Mishamat Be'ashatokam. But the Gersa is like the Ramban. The Nafkamina is going to be what happens if a person doesn't say, but find Eklav, he's Mishaneh, but he's Yotze all the Chiyuvim. According to Rashi, Tosas, Rajba, it's going to be okay. According to Ramban, it's going to be a problem. And then the Rajba comes back and he answers the Yisod in Halacha and Lomdus. He says, when it comes to B'fanechta, B'fanechta, it could be that there's going to be a Rebbe, the Ramban, who's going to say, Mashamei B'Yishad Al-Fam, because the Chazal were Mechayiv you to say it. If Chazal were Mechayiv you to say it, then in such a case you can have this Halacha. In contrast, so between Harsham, Modah, Rav Nevin, and Sal Shlita explain, there it's not a Chiyuv for you to do it. Chazal gave you a recourse. If Chazal gave you a recourse, then you'll never see the Gemara telling you a particular chiyuv of how to do it. That's how the Rajba defends, even Aliba, the Grand Rebbe of the Ramban, even though the Rajba is not convinced. Ad kan, yaidinon, and b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. Yes, Yisroel. Ramesh, I've been actually asking you to get my bias with a mirror. Yeah.
That
Yadati
should work, it's just that
the Yadati should work. Who are you in the? Yes. Exactly. Right. Oh, very good. Very good. Question is, thank you. How does that work with the Rajba and the Chidushim? Yeah, Femo. If you want, you can discuss that Wednesday night. How that's going to work. It's a nice passion. It's a nice passion. I'm not convinced it's a kasha with a capital K, but it's definitely something that one needs to be malavi. Definitely something to be malavi. Zabdei the Gemara Vayter Daf Gimel Amud Aleph Ula Rabba Domar Lefishe Mikin Lishma Man Hay Kana Devoy Ksivu Lishma. According to Rabba, who says that the reason we say Fun Nechta Fun Ay Nechtam is because people are not Baki Lishma. Who is the Tana that says a unique Siva Lishma? Uboi Chasima Lishma. Rashi adds a word. Yosef Kramer is a beautiful shot in the Rashi. So the Heiliger Rashi, Man Haikana Demasnisen. What's Rashi doing? He says, Man Haikana Demasnisen. And for that matter, tell me before you tell me what Rashi is saying. This is all learning. Is to have the Rajba and the Ramban and know Hilchos B'Fanechta B'Fanechta, and learning is also to be able to explain one word in Rashi. And if you do one without the other, then Chaval, you're cutting the Torah in half. You're only taking half of the Torah. Nu, what's the first Parshat Pshat, and then tell me what is Rashi saying? Dimas Nisan. What's Rashi doing over here? What's a kasha? Shmuel Ularaba, yeah?
Yeah.
What's a kasha? Ularaba, don't know if you should make me the Shmuel. Man, I time, just give me partial. Art's probe shot.
Okay, we're asking who is the author of our Mishnah, which says, yeah, who's the author of our Mishnah?
No, you missed something already. You didn't say the first word.
According to Rabba,
right? No steps. You can't skip steps, yeah?
Who holds that the reason why the Chamakam is a Shmuel, then the Kuns are in. Who is all that I mentioned? There needs to be someone who holds both Siva and Chasima needs to be the Shema.
Excellent. Rabba says that the requirement of Fanenechla is due to the Shema. Man Aitana, who's the Tana that says you need Siva and Chasima the Shema? Why does Rashi add the Masnis? And I wasn't sure. I could have just learned Manai Tana, who's a Tana that holds a unique Sivan Lishma. So I turned to Yosef and Langin Kabur and I asked, but why does Rashi add the Masnisin? Manai Tana, who's a Tana that's consistent with Rabba? First of all, just to appreciate the big picture before we start with all of the Yukim, Meseches Gittin. The Tana writes the Ritva. We never said this out. This Ritva. The Ritva says the Tana starts with fine Eklav, fine Eklav. I did Rasha Chavivile. The Talmud on the top of Folio 2b says Machlokas Rabba and Rava. Why it is that you say Bafane Nechta, Bafane Nechta? Because I did Rasha is why we start the Masechta off that way. We should really start with that Daf Aleph that we're going to get to shortly. Vikasa Lasei Vikris, what does the word Vikasav mean? That's really what the way Masechta should start. It says the Ritva, I did Rasha Chavivile. So Gemara has Machlokas between Rabba and Rava. The Gemara immediately tells us Nafgaminas. Beautiful. Nafgaminas between Rabba and Rava. What does the Gemara do next? The Gemara clarifies Shitas Rava and explains why you don't need to because of Iguna and Kilu Rabban. Once the Gemara does that, the Gemara asks Rava my time alo Amir Karaba. Then the Gemara says Rava my time alo Amir Karaba. So why do they disagree? So we got the Nafgaminas, the Yesoya Machloikis, everything is clear. The next step in Talmudic analysis is what? The next step is Rava man haitana. Wait a second. Rava can't be living in a vacuum. You can't be living in a vacuum. You need to be a hemshich of the Messiah. So the Rava Manai Tana, according to Rava, which Tana did he get this from? You have to be a hemshich of the Messiah. So if you have to be a hemshich of the Messiah, who's the Tana? Beautiful. So I read the Gemara that way. How's Rava a hemshich of the Messiah? Well, the Rava Manai Tana comes along Rashi, and Rashi adds one word. Demasnisa, why did Rashi add that one word? Yes, Shmuel?
Because you'd have thought they were asking who is a Tana that supports...
Exactly, the way I learned. So why did Rashi not learn like me?
She's right.
You say Chai Meisenstein's right, but he's wrong. Rashi says we're wrong. So it's not Manai Tana. Who is the Tana that who's the Tana that he was a Mamshech of the Messiah for? Yosef points out Rashi added a word Masnisin. So why did Rashi add the word Masnisin? Yes, Shalom.
The whole place where we don't find that is the Mishnah.
Exactly. In other words, it's more than that. But that's the first step. Our Mishnah says I'm even giving this yom tzar shiyom afanekta. Now according to Rabba. Why do you say both b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? L'shma. But the Mishnah, and what's l'shma going on? Pashus is, the kosa means to write it l'shma, right? Ooh. But the Mishnah did not say that. The Mishnah didn't say that you have to say b'faneinu. You have to say b'fanei nasa. That would be the best words. B'fanei nasa. No, the Mishnah said b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is not trying to understand why Rabbah disagrees with Rabbah. That we already explained. We're also not explaining why Rabbah holds you say b'fanei nechta. That we also explained. The Gemara's kasha is very specific. Then this, and again, that's why you have to appreciate the whole flow. What the Gemara did at the top of 2b, the bottom of 2b, top of 3a, through the 3a, now we're on the bottom of 3a. Ula Rabba Dama Fisha Mekilishma, Man Haitana the Boy Ksimalishma, Boy Chasimalishma. According to Rabba, it makes sense, Bifanai Nechta. Or Bifanai Nechta, maybe. But our Mishnah says both. So Man Haitana, who does the Tana of our Mishnah fit in with? We're not asking, as I had thought, that what's Rabba's source amongst the Tanoim? We're asking, how, according to Rabba, how are we going to read our Mishnah? Okay, no chidushin, just being able to translate every single word in Rashi. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir Chasima Boy, Ksiva Loi Boy, according to Rabbi Meir, who says that you need Chasima, so you don't need Ksiva. And therefore, there should be no need for B'fanai Nefta. This not English, the character. The law is that you can't write on Mechubah L'Karka Kosho, on Mechubah L'Karka Kosho, Kosho Nasla Kosho. If you run on the chubur and then you cut off from the ground, the halacha is that it's kosher as long as the chasimis were done b'talush, explains Rashi. I Rabbi Meir Damer Iker Hashtar Zuhi Chasi Masai. That's interesting, the formulation of Rashi. Rashi's lashon is the Iker Hashtar, according to Rabbi Meir, is the Chasimus. Chasima l'shma boy. So then you need chasima l'shma. D'chiksi v'kosav lo achasima ksiv. Because when it says v'kosav lo, it's going on chasima. Really, Maseches Gittin should begin this way. Really, Maseches Gittin should begin as we began in the beginning of Elul, and that is we should define what does v'kosav lo sefer krisus mean. So the Kasav is a Machlaikis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar. Now I finally told you the Ritva's explanation of why Maseches Gittin. Because you know why? The most important thing in learning is not knowing everything, is Amelus. And for the Tana, this was his Amelus, and therefore that's how you start the Masech. That's Aydi Drasha Chaviva. That's the most important thing. Someone else will come along together and I'll put it all together. You know, they'll put the notebooks together, they'll put the recordings together. Someone else will do that. But the most important thing is the Amelus. That's the most important thing. So the Tanis really learns the Kasav Achasimaksiv. Kintani the Kaman, Kasav Get on the Chubit Kasher. Dalot is if you write on the Get the Chubit Kasher. Afagav the Chsiv, the Kasav the Nasan. And even though the Torah Kdosha says the Kasav the Nasan, and we learn out, Mishain and Mechusar El Ksiv and Asina, there can't be any break between the Kasav and the Nasan. Yatzazu is coming to preclude. If it was written on the Chubar, so then there's something in there's a break between the Ksiva and the Nesina because it needs to be cut off. So we see that the Kasav is going on the Chasima. So that's the source of Shitas Rebbe Meir, that we say that the Ikar Ashtar is the Chasima. So again, I Rebbe Meir Chasima boy, Ksiva lo boy. The critical part is the chasima, not the ksiva. This not, as we learned in the Mishnah, ain't kaisim in mechuber lekarka. Kasvam mechuber lekarka tol shav chasmu v'nasan lakasher. As long as you do the chasima after you cut it off, it's going to be kosher. So it can't be Rebbe Meir. Why can't it be Rebbe Meir? Because according to Rebbe Meir, all you should need is v'fanai nechtam. I Rebbe v'fanai nechtam, right? I said that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I Rebbe Lazar, ksiva boy, chasima loy boy. But if we're following Rebbe Lazar, so then it should say b'fanai nechtam, not b'fanai nechtam. So update the Gedashi. Ain't kaisvin, one back. Rashi is explaining the halashon of Ein Kosum in Mechuber. Rashi is bothered by Akasha. Who could explain to me what the Pshat Kasha Rashi is bothered by over here? Yes?
It says Ein Kosum and then it says if you did right.
Very good. No. Say it better. According to Rabbi Meir, the halacha should be what? There should be no problem to write on the chuber. So Rashi, right? Rabosai, it goes like this. The halacha is that if you wrote the get on the chuber, and then you cut it off, and then you signed it, it's kosher according to Rabbi Meir, because you did the chasima when it was polished. If that's so then why do we say ain kosvin bin the chuber? So Rashi, because we're going according to Rabbi Meir, all you need is the chasima. Explains Rashi, Ein Kosvin Lechatchila Al Mechuber. You can't write Lechatchila Mechuber Shema Yachdom B'Mechuber because we're afraid that you'll come to be Chosim Al Mechuber U'Mifsak D'Pirashis V'Hachim Mefarsh Perek Sheni. So don't be thrown off. Ein Kosvin. It's Ein Kosvin Lechatchila, but the evidence will be kosher according to Rebbe Meir. Anybody not understand anything up until? You know what? I'll open the floor for questions after I finish off the Gemara's idea of Rebbe Lazar, and then if there's any clarification. Be Rebbe Lazar, Dami Midaraisa again. But if we're following the sheet of Rebbe Lazar, it says, it's considered a get, She'ein Edom Chasumalov Kosher. That it's a kosher get if you don't have Edom that's signed in it. Alma v'kasav, ksiva in the mashra. So the kasav can't mean v'kasav, because you only require chasimus. Again, that's just written b'ksav yodai, b'ikar d'dinas kasher, according to Rebbe Lazar. So frekdei l'gemara m'manim shach, according to Rabba, either you should have b'fanei nechtam, according to Rabbi Elazar, or b'fanei nechtam, according to Rabbi Meir, but masnisin, as Yosef was masbir, doesn't make sense. Why both b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Clarifications. Shema.
How do I read the word in Rashi called the Pirishis? How do I translate that? In Rashi in Kosvin.
Rashi in Kosvin.
After the word in Masel.
Yeah, what he means is that over there I explained that even according to Rabbi Meir, lichatchila, you're not supposed to write on the chuber because there is a gzeira that if you're going to write on the chuber, you might come to sign on the chuber.
How do I translate it literally, though?
As I explained. Kidipi Rashis, as we explained. Yes?
I said, if we're saying this is all on the Mishnah, even taking it out, Rabbah out of the equation, isn't this an issue with Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir? Because they're trying to explain the Mishnah themselves. And they're...
Oh, very good, very good. Points out, Shalom, there's a fundamental issue in the Gemara itself now. In other words, not only does Rabbah not understand, but we don't understand anything. Because there are two ways to read the Bible. Either Rikasa means Chasima, or Rikasa means Ksiva. So why is the Mishnah obsessing with both the Ksiva and the Chasima? Good. The Gemara didn't ask it this way. Why did the Gemara not ask it? By the way, eventually this might come up in the Bible. Tells the Gemara didn't ask it this way because of Amelus. Because the most important thing is I did the drasha chavivalei. This was dear. The amelus of the Tana was dear to him, and the amelus of the Beis Medrash was dear to him. And therefore, we start with fanei nechtam. We start like this. We don't start with the way Rav Schechter starts shir. This is the way he's supposed to start shir. That the Torah says sometimes Rav Schechter will go 50 shurim straight. He'll start with the pasuk and then repeat the machlokas tanaim. And then, 30 seconds in, I'll already be up to the Shalos Uchuvas. But the first 30 seconds, he'll start with the Pasuk, the Machlokas Tanoim, the Machlokas Amorai, the Shita, the Rishon, and then bang, the Shalos Uchuvas. Because you have to know the flow. So really, if we were being Mesader, the topic, we start with the Pasuk. However, the Tana loved the topic of the Fanatla, because for 2,000 years, the walls of Batei Midrashim have been reverberating with this Fanatla. So therefore, the Tana went out of order, and before long, we're analyzing the Mishnah through the eyes of Rabbah, before analyzing it through the perspective of the Torah, because that's Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, I did the drashas chaviv alei. Torah Shebaal Peh is that what's dearest to us are the words of our Rabbein. And we see that they're even raised to this idea. Yeah. All right, but that's beyond our scope for right now. So now let's start to you want to follow?
Yeah, I have a little more. I'm saying, well, how could the Tana even say fun nechta in the first place if there is? I'm saying I understand what the Rabbah is saying, but I'm saying like there is no one who says fun nechta.
Yeah, that's what you think. Let's continue on. According to Rabbah, it doesn't make sense. That's the Gemara's kash. Zokteh legitay says, Disnan in kaisim imechubur. Hach sugya. This sugya, ubesamuch nami, demuki rav ashi masisig rav Yehuda. That's referring to the top of Dalet Amid Aleph. This, by the way, as you heard with Rav Yol, this came out in Lenin Chabura as well. These are not easy lines to read. This sugya and the sugya on the Avdalit Amid Aleph, ubesamuch nami demuki rav ashi masisin kareb Yehuda, parenthetical remark. So, in your Gemara, you should have commas between, and right afterwards sugya, as well as afterwards kareb Yehuda. This sugya and later on rav ashi. Don't worry about rav ashi now. We're a whole full omelet away from rav ashi. But Tosis is making that comment. Asya kareb shlakish de perek sheni. Makes sense according to the Shita of Reish Lakish in the second parak. The Mukim Asnisan Ki Rabbi Meir, the Chasmu Shaninu. That says that the Mishnah, which Mishnah? The Mishnah of Ein Kosim in the Chubar, is following the Shita of Rabbi Meir. The Mashma Chasima Mamish. According to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Meir learns Chasima as Mamish Chasima. Avo Rabbi Yechana, Ushmuel, but according to Rabbi Yechana Ushmuel, Muki Hassam, they establish over there Masnis and Kareba Lazar. That the Mishnah could even go according to Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Osai, we have the Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Meir clear in our sleep. Rebbe Lazar is the one who says that the Kasav refers to Ksivas Haget and Nachasimas Haget. So at first glance, that's crazy. How can you possibly learn Rebbe Lazar as saying that the halacha is that if the Get was written on Mechubar, so then, in such a case, the get is going to be kosher. And the only thing that's important is the chasima on Tolush. According to Rebbe Lazar, what does Vikasa of the Torah mean? It means Ksiva. So it goes like this. Says Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Hasa Masnisan to Rebbe Lazar, Vikasmu, because what does Vikasmu mean? A Terif Kai. It's going on the Terif. Kloimar, what does that mean? Siyamo. It means the end of the writing of the get. You're going to tell me why Tosa says Siyamo. Kimo, as we see, the meaning of Torah Chasuma Nitna, that the Torah was given as a Chasum, as something at the end. This has nothing to do with Elchos Gittin. What Tosa is making reference to is the Gemara and the Samach Hamid Aleph as a Machlaikis. Torah Megillah Nitna, Torah Chasuma Nitna, it's not our topic for today, but what it means is, it's a fundamental question, how was the Torah taught to Moshe Rabbeinu? Was the Torah given to Moshe Rabbeinu and he wrote it Megillah, Megillah? That means that he wrote, he didn't write Perek Aleph and Perek Beis. That's a tragic thing that we have Perek Aleph, Perek Beis. That was written by the, that was added by the Christians. But he had this Psucha and this Stuma. And then, those are Megillah, Megillah Nitna. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu got it. Stuma and Psucha. Is that how Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it? Or Torah Chasuma Nitna, he wrote it in one fall swoop, and he was Messiah in the Torah in one fall swoop. That's the Machlekes to oversimplify Torah Chasuma Nitna, Torah Megillah Nitna. Says Taisus, the word Chasuma doesn't only mean a signature, because Chasuma means Hasiyu. That Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote it, he was Messiah in it. One full swoop. He wrote from the beginning, Bereishis, until the last eight psukim. Kloimar siyamo kumei terech hasumanit. Say perek anezakim. What's Taisus just do? Taisus says, according to Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel, Ein Kosum v'chuber could follow Rabbi Lazar. Why could it follow Rabbi Lazar? Can you tell me what Tosis is saying? Yes, Eloy?
Chasima doesn't only mean the Adim sign on it. It could also mean the continuous, finishing off the writing itself. So it could be that it's a Torah.
Oh, so the word Chasima, says Tosis, could mean the concluding part of the written material. And what does that mean? The Torah, first Torah and Tefis. The Tefis is the form that you go to a store, Mitzvah, you get married, the Masada Kedushah will tell you what type of Tanaim and what type of Ksuba to get. When you buy in the store, that's the Tofes. And even in modern Hebrew, we call a form that you have to fill out, a Tofes. The Toref is the words that are particular to this person, that Reuven's marrying Leah. So that's the Toref. The Toref is at the end. The Toref is at the end of the whole Tofes. So says Tosos, according to Rebbe Lazar, Chasima could refer to the Torah. And the Torah appears at the end. So what's Tosis doing when he brings in Torah Chasuma Nitna? Tosis is beautiful. Tosis is bringing in Torah Chasuma Nitna because Tosis is showing us that the word Chasima doesn't always mean a signature. That the word Chasima can also mean the end, the concluding component. So according to Resh Lakish, what does the Chasima mean? It means the signatures. According to Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, it could even follow Rabbi Lazar, because Chasima means the end. Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon. Okay, so what's Tosa saying? Hach Sugya goes only according to Resh Lakish. Why is it going only according to Resh Lakish? Because Resh Lakish is the one who says, like our Gemara, that Ein Kosum Mechuber is following according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel did not learn that way. Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel learned that it could even go according to Rabbi Lazar. Why? Because the halacha is that if you're going to have the Torah written on the chuber, it's going to be pasul, and that will be true even according to Rabbi Lazar. So that's the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosis points out that really, this idea that Rabbi Meir is the one who says Chasima Boi Ksiva Lo Boi only makes sense as a proof from Ein Kosum Mechuber according to Reish Lakish. But according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, no. It could very well be that that halacha applies as well to... It applies according to Rabbi Lazar as well. says Tosas Ulushmu of Rabbi Yochanan Nami Yeshlochi after Rabbi Meir Lobayk Sivulushmak and Masik Bisamuch. And the Rav Nachman, the Amar Ayur Meir Afil Matzol Bashma. So according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, it's true that Rabbi Meir holds a Chasima Boi Ksiva Loi Boi, but that will be found from another halacha, and that is that we're going to see at the end of the Yomud, Rabbi Meir says black and white, if you found a get that was written in the garbage, so therefore it's clear that that get was not written in Lashma. And when the Torah says V'kasav La, whatever the word V'kasav means, that has to be Lashma, that we've already seen. And therefore, if the get is found in the garbage, and it's still kosher according to Rabbi Meir, so obviously Rabbi Meir holds that V'kasav does not mean Ksiva, Lashma, but rather refers to Chasima. But not only in regards to Lashma, but in regards to what is the definition of the Torah, what's the definition of the Torah of the word Vikasav? So Rabbi Meir is going to have to learn that that definition is Chasima. Any clarification necessary? Beautiful. How do we prove from here that you don't need Ksiva Lashma? Zilma lechatchila boy ksiva lishma. Kiviboy lechatchila betolush. Nu zogmir pshat. What's Taisus asking? Yeah, Yosef. Rob, yeah, go ahead. I know I jinxed you. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
It's asking, according to what we just said, that our Mishnah can't be our mayor. Why? Because he says that Chasima doesn't need to be done Lishma. But now we're saying, in Tomar, if this is true, that he doesn't need to be Lishma, maybe that's just saying, Lichathili doesn't need Lishma, but really he would still need it, so maybe he really could be the author of our Mishnah.
How do you know that Lichathili he would need Chasima Lishma?
We say, Ein Kotvin Bechubar, you shouldn't really do it, but if you do it, then maybe it's then B'dievet, it'll be okay.
The halacha that says that according to Rabbi Meir, that if you write the get on the chuber, but you sign it on Talush's kasher, also says ein kosum b'mechuber lechatchila. Even according to Rabbi Meir, you're not supposed to do it lechatchila. That's where Rashi explains it. Ein kosum lechatchila. Frek the halachas, if that's so. So then, maybe Rabbi Meir also requires lechatchila chasim lishma. And when the Mishnah says hamevi gemem dinas hayom tzarach lomar tzarach sheyomar b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav, the reason why you have to say b'fanei nechtav is to tell us that it was written lishma, like the din lechatchila. If there was no halacha of lechatchila, ain kaisim b'mechuber lekarka lechatchila, then you're right. Then chasima, Rabbi Meir only cares about the chasima, he doesn't care about the ksiva. But what do we see? We see the opposite. Rabbi Meir takes the chasima seriously. And he also takes the ksiva seriously. The chasima is ma'akev, and the ksiva is not ma'akev. So maybe the reason why you're saying b'fanei nechtav is because l'chatchila, the get, needs to be written l'shma, even the ksiva, according to Rabbi Meir. So once Rabbi Meir is makbid on the ksiva, lechatchila for talush, so he should be makbid for the ksiva on lishma as well. Everybody hear it? Ein abay shenlomed. If it's not clear to you, the kasha, let me know. Yes, Yosef Chaim. We don't got it. Okay. Let me ask you a couple questions. According to Rabbi Meir, are you allowed to write a get on mechuber lekarka?
Yeah.
Yes and no. Yes, that b'di evid, if you wrote it, it would be kosher. But lechatchila, you should. Exactly. Excellent. You said that you summarized it more well. So now, asks Tosos, so maybe Rabbi Meir requires ksiva lishma lechatchila, and that's why you have to say b'fanei nechta. Because the ksiva needs to be lishma lechatchila. If then you need to write the ksiva on talush lechatchila, so to the same should apply as well when it comes to Lishma as well, according to Rabbi Meir. That's Tosus's kasha. Anybody else who doesn't understand? Yes, Zach.
Clarification. When it says in Tosus, in the Kloch Mehacha. What is
right. How is it obvious from here that you don't need Ksiv L'Shma? The Gemara said, according to Rav Meir, you only need Chasim L'Shma, you don't need Ksiv L'Shma. Hey, Chimuchat Me'ache, how is it obvious from here?
It was here. Being
from this Mishnah, Bein Kosim Mechubar, as the Gemara had proven.
But doesn't it say, Kidde Ba'i L'Kachi L'Vitalosh, in the end? Meaning,
is it good?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, Shema.
How does this link back to everything we said beforehand? How does this question link back to everything we've been saying?
Ooh, okay. Why did Tosfos have a whole arichus beforehand about Rabbi Yochanan versus Reish Lakish? Tosfos is just clarifying that the sugya that assumes that Rabbi Meir is the one who defines Chasima as the Chasav as the Chasam, that Shita is only going to work according to Reish Lakish. But once we're saying that according to Rabbi Meir, for sure the Ksiva is okay, doesn't need to be Lishma, just like the Ksiva doesn't need to be Mechubar, wait a second, even according to Reish Lakish, Bidas Rabbi Meir, that doesn't make sense. That's all Tosfos is doing. He's clarifying. Why did Tosfos feel the need to clarify that over here? That's an interesting question I don't have an answer for. Answers Tosfos. V'yesh Loma. Da'afilu ilich hatchila bo'i ksivu l'shema lo misukum asnisim kavasei. Even the di'evet kosher lo yoy misaknin lo yimar b'fanay nechda. Tosfos says very beautifully. Tosfos says we never would have made a takana to make b'fanay nechda, to say b'fanay nechda, if b'di'evet the get would be kosher. If b'di'evet the get would be kosher, so then we wouldn't have made the takana of b'fanay nechda. So since it's clear that according to Rabbi Meir, b'di'evet the get is kosher, we're not going to require a new, we're not going to make a whole takana of b'fanay nechda. Clearly the b'fanay nechda is there to save. I'll add to what Tosfos is saying, we'll see it slightly in the Maram. It's there to save the woman and the potential mamzer. And if we're not saving the woman, and we're not saving the mamzer by verifying b'fanay nechda, then we never would have made that takana in the first place. Explains the Maram. Let's take a look at the Maram, a short Maram. Explains the Maram like this. The first Maram. Aval is virulei the apostle midrabanan afilu b'di'evet. But if the halacha is that the get would be on some level possible, the hainu afilu and kvar niskarish of the get zeh shelo nichtav l'shma, have a possible lo tinasei, eloshim nises havat kosher, misuk l'shapra masnisa kavasei. If the halacha is that the get would be possible, then the rabbanu would have made the takana. Maram goes a step further than I had said. Maram says, and even if the vlad would be kosher, but at the end of the day the get would be possible, then the rabbanu would have made the takana. But over here, if you write the get on mechubar b'di'evet, it's kosher. If you write the get shelo l'shma according to Rabbi Meir, b'di'evet the get is kosher. It's not even possible with the Rabbanan. So if there's no problem over here in terms of the get, so then in such a case it wouldn't be a requirement of a fanei nechta. However, if the get would be possible, then the Rabbanan would come along and make the takan of a fanei nechta, a fanei nechta. Avo lechatchila avi pirish de lechatchila tzach lekosvo l'shma. Lechatchila means that you just have to write l'shma. Avo nechta shelo l'shma v'nisgar shabo kosher. So the Maharam explains that lechatchila means that b'di'evet and lechatchila means as follows. That lechatchila means that you're not supposed to divorce with it. But b'di'evet, if the divorce was done with it, the entire get would be kosher. We wouldn't even require a new get. Hence, in such a case, says Tosfos, you would not require the fanai nechtav. Even though lechatchila you're not supposed to divorce him, so b'fanai nechtav would only be there to prevent from a particular psul. Here, you're not going to prevent from any particular psul. There is a beautiful sefer that's really not learned today, very much, in the world of Hasidus and in the world of Poland. This mechaber has a place of allure. It's called the Sefer Gerish Yerachim. That was an example. Rabbi Brashby used to give us an example of a Sefer of Pilpul. That was a Sefer Gerish Yerachim. It was once an extremely, extremely popular Sefer. As you'll be more and more in learning, first of all, you should get familiar. Maybe I'll leave my Gerish Yerachim over here. Yeshiva does not have one, at least in new copies. You might have from Rabbi Arya Bina Zatzal, whose yard site is today. It could be that's up on the top. So the Gerish Yerachim was one of the Gedolei learning in Europe. In fact, it all comes together. My grandfather also has the same yard site as Rabbi Arya Bina. So my grandfather's yard site, who learned in Poland, learned in the Shtiglach. And I think, I didn't plan this, but I think that this Sefer was one of the very, very popular Achronim of the time. The Sefer Gerish Yerachim is well known. As you go deeper and deeper into learning, you'll see the difference stylistically between the Sefer of the Gerish Yerachim compared to the Sfarim that are learned today in the Yeshivas, which are generally associated with the Mesorah of the Vilna Gaon. The Gerish Yerachim is known as a Pilpul Sefer. On Shabbos, maybe we could discuss that. Here, if you take a look, the Gerish Yerachim gives 5 answers to Tosfos' kasha. In Brisk, you'll never have it. In Brisk, they'll give you 1 teretz. Teretz is right, and that's it. But the Gerish Yerachim is a beautiful, beautiful sefer. It was Maral Tzinitz. It's still known to this day, particularly in the world of Hasidus Epis, I think. Never mentioned, you could look into this. The Hasidim have this big tradition that whoever prints the Svarm of the Maral Tzinitz gets. So if you go into certain shuls, there are constantly copies of many Svarm. He was a prolific, prolific writer, a brilliant Talmud Chacham. Let's take a look at his Teretz of Tosfos' Kasha on Os Nun. Unfortunately, it's been a Sefer Chabal that's been forgotten. Says the Gerish Yerachim. He quotes Tosfos' Kasha. Ef Shalomer. He gives is a beautiful Teretz. This actually is not a Pilpul. The Hemshech is a Pilpul. That's good. I have to work on that as well. Says the Gerish Yerachim like this. Ef Shalomer. B'shemo b'talosh im yichtov ala mechuber. Mishtali nami v'chosim ala mechuber. Says the Gerish Yerachim, a simple teretz that Tosfos is kasha. What's the whole reason that it's usher to write on mechuber? As Yosef Chaim said beautifully, what was the reason Yosef Chaim you said? Because it's a gzeira. Right. You're a real litvak, I see already. No, this is not the Messiah of Litta, a Polish a Sefer already. He's rubbing his eyes already. Okay. Okay. I don't know if Rav David Pivarsky ever quoted a Gerish Yerachim. It's true. I'm not sure. That's not. Avol yichtov shalolishma, but if it was written shalolishma, mikol makom lo shchiach sheyachtom shalolishma. But there, the chshash is not the same type of chshash. What's the chshash when it comes to sharp teretz? The truth is, this is a beautiful Lomdish teretz. It's a classic Litvish teretz also. Let's get to the roots of what's the core of the chshash. When it comes to the chshash and mechuber, the chshash is that what we're going to do is, if you're going to write the mechuber, you might come to sign the mechuber. However, when it comes to the ksiva and the chasima, just because you did the ksiva shalolishma, what does that have to do with the chasima? Who does the ksiva? Sofer. Who does the chasima? Edim. That's not the same status quo. You're going to have to change something. In contrast, if you did the ksiva on mechuba the karka, then the next thing you're going to do without realizing is also do the chasima. There's a fundamental difference between the two. That's my beautiful story with Rav Shechter and Ravina and Rav Yoel Rakovsky. Shlita aleim, right? That Rav Shechter told him, I went in for the ksuba, and Rav Shechter, and we were late, and the Masada Kedusha was anxious, and Rav Shechter said, make sure you read over the ksuba before. And he said, don't sign right away, even though everybody wants, it's rushing. And then I looked up, that's a halacha, that you're supposed to read a shtar before you, I think he even said to me, it's a halacha, before you sign a shtar. Remember the story?
Yeah.
And then at Senator Lieberman's daughter's wedding, so I was married a Talmud of mine, so Rav Yoel Rakovsky Shlita wrote a beautiful, beautiful ksuva, and so I sat down to read it. And I don't know if Al Gore was rushing or somebody else was rushing, but But that wasn't Ravina's time. Ravina said, what are you doing reading it over? You don't trust Rav Yoel Rakovsky? He was upset. He says it's a lack of kavod for Rav Yoel Shlita. You should, that why do you have to read it over? So that's a great example of where sometimes Halacha says one thing, and then there's also the kavod of others. That's a sensitive, sensitive balance. So there are two things. One is the chasima. One halacha is the chasima. The other halacha is the ksiva. Those are two totally different things. The cipher does one thing, and the edim come much later on. And what do? The edim sign. So hence, the halacha is going to be two, that there you don't have the chash. So it goes like this. What was Taisis kasha? Taisis kasha is, if we see that the halacha is that when it comes to chasimis, what are we going to say? We're going to say that lichatchila not only is the chasim after the yishma, the ksiva also has to be the shema. So as tells us, we should say b'fanai nechtav as well in regards to what? In regards to the lichatchila of the shema. Just like we see that there's a lichatchila by talush. Just like we see that we say by talush. So what's the Gerish Yerachim's teretz? Gerish Yerachim's teretz is like this. When it comes to ksiva, so then there's going to be this halacha of lechatchila. Then it makes sense to have this halacha of lechatchila. But mehechi tesi, just because you have that halacha of lechatchila by talush, who says that you have that halacha lechatchila when it comes to lishma? Because there, once you're going to start writing on mechuber, then you might come to do the chasima on mechuber. But when it comes to lishma, there are two different things. One is what Rav Yoel Shlita writes, and then the other thing that he does in Yerushalayim, in the old city. And then there's what happens at the wedding. So that took place somewhere near Washington.
Connecticut.
That took place in Connecticut. So then that's a totally different ball game. So there you don't have the chash. Then in such a case, you're not going to have the chash. So the nafkamina between the Gerish Yerachim's teretz and Taisus' own teretz is whether, according to Rabbi Meir, it makes sense that there should be a hakpada l'chatchila. According to Taisus' teretz, he says, yeah, if you're makid l'chatchila when it comes to talush, that should be talush by ksiva, makid l'chatchila, l'shma by as well, says the Gerish Yerachim. I'm not sure even the assumption. The Gerish Yerachim is attacking Taisus' assumption. Well, the Gerish Yerachim lived in the 19th century in Poland. Taisus is a, the Gerish Yerachim is not bashful to disagree with the Balei Taisus. Right, he's saying the assumption of the Balei Taisus are wrong. Taisus' own terence is to say, we wouldn't be makbid on the fine nechta. Of course you need lechatchila, according to Rabbi Meir. Says the Gerish Yerachim, prove to me. The information you have, just because you're makbid on lechatchila when it comes to talush, meichi teisi, you're going to be makbid lechatchila, according to Rabbi Meir. It's a sharp terence. Every single one of you, if you were amal, the way they used to be amal in Poland, could have said that terence as well. But they were not. Okay, we'll stop over here. I got too excited and I forgot about halacha. We'll stop over here. And, a couple